Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman, Le'ilo Nishmas, Chaim Menachem Aaron, Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Learning Meseches Yoma, Daf Mem Dalet. We'll start from the Mishnah on Mem Gimel Mem Beis. The Mishnah starts, Shachatai. It's going after the Kohen Gadol did the first video of the par. And then he did the Hagrola, and then he went back to the par to do the second vidui, and now he's up to shechting his par. So Mishnah says, Shachtai, shechs the par, the kibbal the mizruk as damai, and he's makambal the dam, with the mizruk with the kli, the nice and lemisha mamarispel, raveter avisha behechel kadeshla yikresh. Since after the shechita, but before he does the zrika, he has to first do the avaid of the kateris, so someone has to be mixing the blood, so kadeshla yikresh, it shouldn't congeal, and he won't be able to do the Zrika Sadam. Tesyantif has a Ara. The Mishnah earlier, on Daf Laman Alfim and Beis, says, L'gabi the Shechita Satomit Kirtzai, U'mirik Acha Shechita Al Yodai, Kibala Sadam. That Kirtzai, which the Gemara says there, Alam Mbeis and Mbeis, it's a Lashon of Shechita, Lashon of Killing. And Kirtzai means, the Gemara says, they only shechted Rav Shnayim. He didn't do the full, he didn't sever the full neck. Only Rav Shnayim. And the Gemara says that someone else finished cutting it. The Gemara explains that it's a mitzvah l'marik, it's a mitzvah to cut the rest of it. And the Rishayim explained because you have to mekabel all the blood. And the Kohen Gadol doesn't do that. Someone else does it. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol has to also do the Kabbalah. And if he would do the full miruk, so he wouldn't be able to do the full Kabbalah. Some of the dam won't be niskabel, and it's a mitzvah to mekabel all the dam. That's what the Gemara says there. So Tais Yantav says that even though the Mishnah didn't mention that part here, here it just says Shachtai. Doesn't mention anything about Mirik Acher Al Yodai, that someone else finished up cutting the neck after he did a Kasher Shchita with Rav Shnayim. But still, Avada, the same thing would apply here for the same time. Who would din vuat tam? That it would be very difficult for the Kohen Gadol to do the entire cutting himself and do the Kabbalah. So Avada, once he finished the Shchita, which is Ma'ak of the Rav Shnayim, the mirik is not makiv, the Gemara says. So therefore, Avada, someone else would do the mirik, so he should be able to do the Kabbalah, just like over there. Now, Zeh Shteit in Taisis Yantiv, and the Mayim Chaim from the Prichadish brings it down on the Rambam, and he likes it. And also the Siach Yitzchak says the same thing on Daf Lamed Beis, three G'dayli Achreinim, all hold that way. It's not so mashman that way, because the Mishnah could have said the same thing of mirik Achra Yodah here, like it said there. And also in the Rambam before says Shachar Rav Shinayim, and here he doesn't say Shachar Rav Shinayim, he just says Shachatai. So you can learn the Mishnah here was Saimach on the Mishnah before, and the Rambam also didn't want to say a Chiddush Din, which is not Mefurish in the Mishnayis Kedarkai. But the Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayis says that it's Chaluk. Over there we're dealing with the Tamid. The Tamid wasn't from Avodah Yom Kippur. The Tamid was from the regular Avodah. From the Avodah Sayyim, Taisus there, Bemison asks a Kasha, Taisus and the Taisus Rosh and Taisus Shon and the Ridva, they all ask a Kasha, what's the problem if a non Kayin goes and shechs or finishes up the Shechita, the Din, that all the Avodah Yom Kippurim have to be done with the Kayin? Kayin Gadol is Dafka the Avodah Sayyim that it says in Parashas Acharemais, where there it says Chukah, and Chukah is Ma'akiv, Mashegi and the rest of the Avodah Sayyim, which isn't mentioned there, that's not Nichol in the Din. That it's ma'akev with the Kohen Gadol. So the Rishayim there, Taisus and Taisus Shanim and Taisus Rosh and Ritva, they say it's a psul derabanan. There's a Ran and a Ramban and Chulin, which Be'emes and said more, they say even in Midarabanan it's not possible, so then lechatchila. Val kapanim there, where all of this is a psul derabanan, according to the Rishayim here, where then lechatchila, so there will allow someone else to do the rest. Where there, you don't even have a psul derabanan because that part is not ma'akev because the ikar shechita was done. Like the Gemara explains earlier in Daf Lamed Beis and Mebeis. Now, she'engi about a shechita sapar, where that's the mamish that avodas Yom Kippur, and that's mamish ma'akev that has to be the Kohen Gadol that says chukah. So there, we won't let anyone else finish it, and he won't be able to do the complete Kabbalah. With Saimach, what the Gemara says earlier, legabe avodas Yom Zorizu, that the Kohen Gadol for Avodah Yom Kippurim is a big zaris, and the male he'll be able to finish up the entire shechita himself and quickly do the Kabbalah and not miss any dam. As I state in Tveris Yisrael, now be more medayik, why the din is only said there by the Talmud, and it's not repeated here by the Par. But Be'emes in L'chayr, to me it's Shver Abyssal. First of all, I think Pshat, he doesn't say this with a cloakite, but I think even though it's Tavayid Hashem Kippurim, which is Ma'akavim Deraisa, but Avad of the Miruk, which is not an Ik of Bechlal, Avad there's no psul if someone else did it. It's like Arifim, it's not done at all. L'chayr, what he means is that it's a Gzeira. That where the whole Aveda is not Ma'akev, Midaraisa, that should be done with the Kohen Gadol, so you're not Geyser, the Miruk, the end of the Shkita, the finishing off, which is not Ma'akev, out to the Ikish Shkita, which is Ma'akev. Mashen came, we're dealing with the Par, with the Etzim Shkita's Ma'akev, but the Evan, you Geyser, the Miruk, out to the Shkita. But L'chaira, that would only shtim, like Rav, that holds that the Shkita's Par, not like Rav, I mean like Shmuel, that holds that the Shkita's Par, the Par Shel Aaron, is Ma'akev, the Din Chuka applies to the Shkita's Par Shel Aaron. Mashenkin, according to Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, that holds Shkita Lav Avaydehi, that hold that even Par Shel Aaron, the Shkita is not Ma'akev Kayin Gadol, and a Zor B'dievet Kachecht, so the Chay, I don't see a mocking to Mechalim between the Shkita's Par and the Shkita's Tamid. Both of them, the Chetchila, have to be done with the Kohen Gadol. But both of them, B'dievet, don't have to be done with the Kohen Gadol, because Chuka only applies to an Aveda, and Shkita Lav Avedihi. According to Shmuel, be good. Chuka applies to Shkita also. But according to Rav and Ebechanan, that's how the Rambam Paskins, that Shkita's Parah is not Ma'akiv, so then the Chayr, the Tveris, Yisrael's Chayshin, wouldn't stim. So Ela Mechavarta, like the Gdeli Achreinim, like the Tesis Yantif, and the Pri Chadash, and the Siach Yitzchak, that all hold that it says it over there by Talmud, and who had in here? Tani Khan, Bazev, Alim, and Alzeh, that even though it doesn't say it here, but Lil Mitzasim and Amafurish to what it says by the Talmud. The Mishnah then goes on to describe the Avodah Diktaris, that's the next thing that he did. He took the Machta, and he went up to the Mizbech, and took the Gecholim, and he brought it down and put it also down on the Revit Ravi Shabbat Zarah. And then the Mishnah's contrasts what he did every single day. Every single day he used a Machta of Kesef to be chaited to take the Gecholim, and he poured it into a Machta of Zav, and he brought it in with a Machta of Zav. But today he didn't take it from one Machta, pour it into another Machta. Today he just was chaited with the Shel Zav, and was Machnas it together with the Shel Zav. And similarly, every day the machti was chayta with was 4 carbon, and then we'd pour it into a thing of 3 carbon, so it should be overflowing. But today he just took the 3 carbon, and he was machnes it itself. And also the handle was light. First of all, the etzem machta was light. You know, every day it was heavy. Now it was light, and also every day the handle was short, and here the handle was long, so it's easier for the Kohen Gadol to carry. And all these chalukim are because of Cholshe the Kohen Gadol, to make it easier for him, so he shouldn't have to pour the coals from one kli to the other. So therefore it was the same kli, and that's why the kli had 3 carbon, because that's the kli he's bringing in, and he had to bring in 3 carbon. And also the kli was just easier to handle because of the Cholshe the Kohen Gadol. That's why it was lighter, and it had a longer handle, and everything was done mishum cholshu the Kohen Gadol. The Sifra brings a drasha, v'lakech moleya machta v'hevi, to teach you that moleya machta that he brought in, that he took, that's the one he brought in. But the Mefarshim say that must be an asmachta, because the Gemara here says mishum cholshu the Kohen Gadol. A lot of times it's the free dashes from the psukim of things that are derabanan, and the drasha is an asmachta. There's a machlekes Ramban and Rambam in this Nakuda. The Rambam brings down this halacha not only by the k'tayris that the Kohen Gadol did lefnayu lefnim, but also by the k'tayris that the Kohen Gadol did, the regular k'tayris that he did, the k'tayris baikiv and the k'tayris erev, that also was done by the Kohen Gadol. All that Avodas Yom Kippurim were done by the Kohen Gadol. There also he took the machta itself, the golden machta, and was not ma'arid all, he just brought in that machta itself, and also was the light machta, and the machta with the long handle, all to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol. And the Chayyid Svar is that way. If these If these gechalim, which are brought as part of the Vayis Hamikipurim, are done in this way to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol, so why not also the k'tayris that he brought to be marked around the Mizbeach Chachitz and the regular k'tayris of the k'tayris of Bechal Yayim? Also, he'd want to make it easy for the Kohen Gadol. Why would you give him a harder job for the regular k'tayris and make it an easier job for the k'tayris Nev Lefnei Lefnim? What's the difference? But the Ramban, it's in the Mechamis, in the beginning of the second parak, when he discusses the role of payaseh on Yom Kippurim, he says that only by the k'tayris of Lefnei Lefnim did the Kohen Gadol bring in the machta with the gechalim. But by the regular k'tayris, the Kohen Gadol did not bring in the machta with the gechalim. Another Kohen brought in the machta with the gechalim. Just like every day, there was two people that went to do the k'tayris, like some of more early in the second parak and a little bit more in the Mishnayis and Tamid, there was one person that brought in k'tayris and one person that brought in the machta. So the Ramban says in Yom Kippur also was that way. By the k'tayris he did lefnai lefnim, there's a din, kol adam l'yeh ba'al mayid, no one's allowed to go in, b'frat, no one's allowed to go in lefnai lefnim, so they couldn't bring in another kain. And rather the kain, Gadol himself had to do the Aveda. Now Shein Kain, by the k'tayris of the regular morning and evening, the k'tayris of the Baker and the Beinar Abayim, that was done in Yom Kippur, why would that be different than any other day where the Kohen Gadol would have had to do the Aveda of the k'tayris, he has to do all the Avedas, but bringing in the Machta, that can be done by anyone. And the Chayritz Mashman there in Ban, because bringing the Machta is not an Aveda. It's not an Aveda, so it doesn't have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. The Aveda was the k'tayris. That misanada are in their Ramban. Why did he have to say by the k'tayris of the Yom Kippurim that the reason why, the k'tayris of Lefnai Lefnim, the reason why no one else could help him is because no one else is allowed to go Lefnai Lefnim? Typically, because there the Pasuk says, V'lokach maloya machta gachleish, and it's going on Aaron. Just like all the Avedis are done with Aaron because the whole parish is going on Aaron. So, V'lokach maloya machta gachleish, it says Mefurish, the din of taking the gecholim, me'ala mizbeach, and it says Mefurish Aaron. So even if you'll say that's not ma'akiv, just like we had before, Shchita lav Avedihi, so Chukah doesn't go on Shchita, so it could be the L'kichas maloya machta is not an Aveda. The male, there wouldn't be a din chukah on that. I think Gemara also had before agrala lav avaydihi. So it could be the lakichas hagecholim is not an avayda, wouldn't have a din chukah, but alkapanim lechatchila, lechari you would need kain gadol, not only mitzad the fact that no one else could go lefnai lefnim, but typically because the pasuk says about the kain gadol, v'lokach molei amach tagach leish me'al mizbeach v'hevi, and he brought it. But the Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban is mashmitz because no one else is allowed to go lefnai lefnim. But that's also benegei the gecholim lefnai lefnim. But benegei the aveda of the machta that's there for the regular k'tayris, there b'chlal doesn't say an aveda of bringing a machta. The pasuk just says v'hikter k'tayris, v'hikter olavayin k'tayris sam. It doesn't say anything about an aveda of bringing the gecholim. It doesn't talk about it. Namal, of course, the Adakayan did it. We had before in the second parak. It was done all yidei pious. But by Yom Kippur, you don't need the Kohen Gadol to do it. Any Kohen could do it. Another Rabbi, that's why he says there was a pious for the Avah Samachta. The Rambam Mistama held that just like all the Avedis were done, Al Kapanam Lechatchila, even the regular Avedis Ayayim by the Kohen Gadol, is a male of the Machta also is like Gareth from the rest of the Avedis, which, like we said before, the Rishayim say Mefurish, the Kasha with other Kohanim. Only chukah is only on the Vedas Yom Kippurim. But Lamaisa, the din was that the Kohen Gadol did all the Avedas. So who a din? The Avas HaMachta, the Rambam learns, was done dafka by the Kohen Gadol. And Mameli had all these kalukim. The Rambam brings, it's often a Tesefta. The Chayesh and the Rambam, the Tesefta is right here, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, and the Tesefta. That it says, "Klar yom netel samachta b'chol yom beis kana mechnas samachas b'kaf v'achas b'machta." Hayom netel samachta mina v'zakaf v'smeila b'med v'armum b'k'tayir shel lefnai lefnim, avak'tayir shel mizbeach hazav v'k'tayir shel shayim meis hashana. It says mafurish that there was no change in b'k'tayir shel shayim meis the k'tayir of the mizbeach hachitzen. Someone else put in the machta. So Mel, it's mistarbit to say, if another kain is bringing the machta, there's no din of chul shid the kain gadol. So vada, they brought the same type of machta. Vada, they did the iri b'shal kesef, the chayta b'shal kesef, and the iri b'shal zav, and the chtiyah with the big one, with dalet cabin, and the iri to the gimel cabin, and they did it with the av, and with the katzer, because you don't have any chul shid the kain gadol. Kain gadol b'chlal didn't touch the machta. He only brought in the k'tayris, like the Rambat. Now one more. The Mishnah, when it describes the Kayin Gadol taking the Gechalim to be used for the Keteris, the Mishnah says like this, not the Machta, he took a ban, he went to the top of the Mizbech, Pinin Gechalim Eilech Ve'Eilech, and he moved the Gechalim this way and that way, V'chaytim in a Mucholes HaPnimiyos. And he took from the inner Gechalim that were already burnt. Mucholes means burnt out, so Shalaf the Geris with the Ayin, the Aleph, it means the same thing. It means it's already burnt out, it's already eaten up, it's already consumed. Now, most Rishonim were not Geirisis in the Mishnah at all. Like the Shulchan Aruch Gemara points out on the side, he brings Taisis and Zvachim, the emphasis, Rubid Rishonim were not Geirisis. It's interesting why Noam Magia put it in parentheses in the Mishnah. Also, even in the Kisviyad, there are many Kisviyad that didn't have it. Taisis is, the Taisis Shanim, it's actually printed on it's also Taisis in Zvachim Dav Samach Dalad. He bring from Rabbeinu Tam like this. Actually, three places we have in our Mishnah this Lashon, Pinig Echalim Eilech Ve'Eilech V'Chaytim in Amuchalas HaPrimiyos. It's in the beginning of Masechtas Tamid Legabit Chumas Hadeshen. There, Legabit the Din of Chumas Hadeshen, you have to take the ashes, a shovel full of ashes, and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. So it says he went up with a machta, and he started pushing the gecholim this way and that way until he got to the inner gecholim that were consumed. It also says it there in Parakeh in Tamid, Lagabi Keteris, that he took the Mucholas Apnimius for the Keteris of Kol Yom V'Yom, and here we have it in Yuma, Lagabi the Keteris of Lefnai Lefnim for Yom Kippur. So Rabbeinu Tam said, you only Keteris by Chumas Hadeshen. Because Fakert, if by Chumas Hadeshen, the reason why you take Mucholas HaPnimius is because it's Deshen, it's ashes. You can't take wood that's burning still, because it's not ashes yet. You have to wait until it's burnt out completely, and then it becomes ashes. That's the Mucholas HaPnimius, the inner wood that's the most burnt out, that's the ones that you take, because you want ashes. Mashain came by Ketayris. You don't want ashes. It's a Gemara Psachim Emsin. Gemara Psachim Daf Ayin Hey. So like this, the pasuk says, "V'lokach m'loya machta gachalei esh." You take gachalei esh. The Gemara says, "Gachalei and esh," coals of fire. So the Gemara says, if it would say just gecholim, so you'd be able to take gecholim oimemais. You want to take a gecholim that's smoldering, that's not leichashais, and those is not red hot. You don't see the redness of the gecholim. They look like black gecholim. That's Eimemais. Then you have such a thing called Gecholim Leichashais, where the Gecholim are alive. You see the redness of the Gecholim, glowing coals, like Gecholim Leichashais. So if it would say just Gecholim, you'd be able to take Eimemais. If it would just say Eish, wouldn't say Gachalei Eish, would just say Eish, so you take a Shalhevis, you'll take a flame. That's a fire, a flame. Even if the Gecholim have a flame, you see an actual fire shooting out. Gachalei Eish is in between. It's not Eimemais, it's not smoldering. It's red hot. You see the actual redness of the gecholim, but it's not a shalhevis. It's not a flame. It's gachalei. It's gecholim. It's gachalei esh. That's what the Gemara says. Gachalei esh. I'll sugi there. Rav and Abaya. But that's berich what the brisa of in the Imsachim. So zakter ben utam safakert. You're going to take mucholos primios. So that's not gachalei esh. Even gecholim aymus are no good. You have to take adrab, you have to take a cholim that aleichashes, you have to take red hack a cholim. So, Vada, you're not geiris the Mishnah here, and you're also not geiris it by the other keteris. Because Rabbeinu Tam assumes that the keteris, b'negei of this, the keteris of Yom Kippur and the keteris b'chol Yom have exactly the same din. You need the same type of gecholim, and then fakert, the bedavka should not take the mucholos haprimiyos. In the Taisa Shonim, it's brought the sheet of Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rishbam, that says, you're talking not Geirus it in our Mishnah, because, like we said from the Gemara, he brings it from the Teres Kainim, which is Berach, the same Drasha, that you need Gachalei Esh. But by Keteris, he says, you are Geirus it. The Keteris B'chol Yaim doesn't have this din that you need Gachalei Esh. So then you took Taka Mucholos Primios. Because You don't need gachalayesh. So, but in our Mishnah, you're talking about gairisit, because here you need gachalayesh. But in the Mishnah by Ketayris and Bechalayim, then you don't need gachalayesh. It doesn't say anything about gachalim or esh by Ketayris. It just says, Nam, ubir, it says, v'hikter al Ketayris, after you mak the Ketayris. However you mak to it, even if you don't have gachalayesh, misnam, it's good. And then it says, you have that same achleik as Rambam and Ravid. And the Taisus Yantiv is Mayrich about it. That the Rambam, both in Rambam, I mean like this, the Rambam by Avodah Zarah Mikippurim, he doesn't say anything about Mucholis. He says, he doesn't mention anything about them being Mucholis. Obviously, he wasn't Geiris in the Mishnah Mucholis, he's Geiris just Venaitul Menagacholim, period. Like the Geiris of Rabbeinu Tam. That's what he says here by Avodah Zarah Mikippurim. But by the Ketayris B'chol Yayim, in Hilchos Tamid Musaf and Perik Gimel Alacha Hei, there he says, Menagacholim Shenes Achlu. So, Al Karchach, that was his girsa by the Mishnah there, that the Chalim Ataka Mucholis, like what it says in the Rishbam. Just two Aris, I mean, there are Shashas Ma'ir that wanted to bring it down as one of the Chalukim between the Bechol Yayim and Yayim Kippurim. It says, Kama Chalukim, between what you did Bechol Yayim and what you did in Yayim Kippurim. L'chari, here should be another Chaluk that Bechol Yayim, they were Chayta. Gecholim that were nesachlu, and in Yom Kippurim they were chayt gecholim that were nesachlu. They were dafkad gecholim leicheshes. In the Rambam alone, that's not so shver, because the Rambam holds that the dinim that were making a chiluk between Yom Kippurim and every other day applied to the ketayris. The regular ketayris of Yom Kippurim also was like Yom Kippur. But l'maisa, this chiluk l'mashul would be a chiluk not only between Yom Kippur and other days, and Yom Kippur gufet is a chiluk between the gecholim that he took for the k'tayrus of l'fnai l'fnim and the gecholim he took for the mizbeach achitz in Yom Kippur gufet. The Ramban, this is what we just spoke out, the Ramban who learns up the Mishnah that the regular k'tayrus that was done on the mizbeach azov on Yom Kippur has a din of Bechol Yayim, so on him you'd have that aura, that if there was another chiluk, you would make a chiluk, which kecholim? That Bechol Yayim, they took kecholim and a mucholas apnimius, and Yom Kippur Fakert, they took kecholim leicheshes. But in the Rambam alone, it's not such a stark aura. But another aura is, why would they bedafka take from the kecholim ha-mucholas apnimius for keteris? Bishloim by Chumas Adeshen, they dafka need the kecholim that are burnt out, because you need deshen. Mashen came by Ekteris. Why would you bedafka take the Mechalas Apnimius? Why wouldn't you just take any Gecholim? Whichever ones you want, whether you want Leicheshes or Aimimus, even if there's no din, you bedafka need Leicheshes, or in the Talmud, it's a din, you bedafka need Leicheshes. He's mashed for the Ekteris of Kol Hashanah to the Ekteris of Yom Kippurim. But even if you don't hold of this din, you bedafka need Leicheshes, Lechera, I don't understand why this should be din, bedafka take from the Mechalas Apnimius. So Lamais, like we said, Rav Yishai Nemar and Kair said in our Mishnah here for sure, not Narbe Natam, Rishbam, the Rambam, the Ravid, they're all not Gairisit. And the Imi Asi is Gairisit, and so is Rabbein Yainis and Milanil, but they don't explain exactly what's the pshat and how it stems well with the Gemara in Pesachim. The Ravid and Tairis Kainim, when the Tairis Kainim said that Joshua, that you need Gecholim, but not a Shalhevis, you need, it says, the A should be Batlal Gabi Gecholis, which means that you shouldn't have a flame of a fire coming out. It should just be all contained within the Gechalas, but the Gechalas has to be glowing red. So the Ravid there on the Pirish Tatarist Kainim, he says, that's Gufa Pshat in the Mishnah when it says Minam Mucholas. He wasn't Gairis Minam Mucholas HaPrimiyos, but it says Minam Mucholas, that the Pshat in Minam Mucholas is that there's no flame shooting out of the Gechalas. The flame is contained within the Gechalas. That could fit the Lashon of Mucholos. Mucholos means it's already burnt out. Not that the flame in the Gecholos is burnt out. No, that's still glowing. But the flame that's shooting out of the Gecholos, that there should be a flame, that shall have this, that you can't have. Because you need Gachalayesh, like the Gemara says, and like the Tarius Kainim says. So he's Gairis Minam Mucholos, but he's not Gairis Minam Mucholos Apnimius. But then he also brings the Girsa that we said, Ravishayim, that isn't even Gairis Minam Mucholos altogether. And he says, that's also a good Girsa, because that's not called Mucholos, it's glowing hot, so you wouldn't be Gairis Minam Mucholos. So the Dina, they're not arguing. But the Me'iri, and the Rabbein Yainis and Milanil, that's Mashma, that they were Gairis Minam Mucholos HaPnimius, I'm not sure what's a pshat. Why would you take menuchal sepimis, and how would they answer the Rishayim's kasha? Now let's start the Gemara. The Gemara has a kasha on that, that it says that he gave it to the memaris, the one who was mixing the dam, so it shouldn't congeal. And it said it was on the Ravid Revi Shebehechel, on the fourth row of stones in the Hechel. So it sounds like it's in the Hechel. So the Gemara asks, that no one's allowed to be in the Oil Maid, no one's allowed to be in the Hechel. I'm review the Tni Shel Hechel, the Ravid Revi Shel Hechel. And Rashi says, because she eats him in the Hechel Azara, when he's leaving the Hechel, going into the Azara, Maynes Aravdim, counts the rows, so I have a high Revi Lehechel, it's the fourth one out of the Hechel. Now, the Ridva, and also the Teiz Rid, says the same shtickle, that really between the Hechel and the Azara, there was an Ulam. There was the Hechel, and then an Ulam, and then the Azara. So they say that when the Mishnah says the Ravid Revi Shebehechel, which means Shechutz Lehechel, it depends. If Kedushas Hechel and Kedushas Ulam are two different Kedushas, like that man, the Yom, and the Gemara, so then the Pshat in the Mishnah is that it was in the Ulam. In other words, the fourth row out of the Hechel. So you're not in the Azara, you're in the Ulam. So that's where the fourth row is. It's in the Ulam, four rows out of the Hechel. Mashiach, and if you hold that Kedushas Hechel and Ulam are the same Kedusha, so Kum Dais, it can't be in the Ulam altogether. So Terry says the Mishnah is calling Hechel the Ulam also, because it also has Kedushas Hechel. And the fourth row would mean the fourth row out of the Ulam, which is in the Azar itself. Now, the Memaris, like it says in the Mishnah, was on the Raver Devi Shebehechel, which means Chutz Lehechel. And then it says that the Machta was placed down on the Raver Devi Sheba Azar. And the Shail is, it's a Machlaikis in the Mepharshim, is this the same place? Is it the Pshat that once we're teaching the Ravid Revi Shebehechel means the Ravid Revi out of the Hechel? So that's the same thing as the Ravid Revi Shebehazar, also means the fourth Ravid out of the Hechel in the Azar. That's one Pshat. So the Maim Chaim from the Prichadash and the Rambam says, according to this Pshat, why would the Mishnah use two words, one Nem Shebehechel, one Shebehazar? So he says that different Tanaim used different words, and Rebbe wrote both of them the way they said it. He wasn't Mishana them. But there's another Pshat in the Rishayim, no, the Ravid Revi Shebehechel is different than the Ravid Revi Shebehazar. The Rabbeinu Yonason Milonil in the Ginza Rishayim and the Meiri also say that the Ravid Revi Shebehechel means that you count four Ravdim out of the Hechel. So it's very close to the Hechel. Mashenk in the Ravid Revi Shebehazar is for Keret, that it's four Ravdim away from where he comes down from the Mizbeach. So it's closer to the Mizbeach rather than closer to the Hechel. But Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that it was the same place. He says it was put Eitzel Dam apart. And that's also what will come out from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't say, the Yerushalmi has the same kasha, that how could it be in the Hechel? And the Yerushalmi says, Tani Shel Azara. And there is such a gears in the Bavli, the Dvar brings it down. He's Matchit, but that's what we have in the Yerushalmi. So if both of them said Azara, so obviously it's in the same place. That was them with Rabbeinu Yeruchim's pshat, that they both were talking exactly in the same place. And that's what it says in the Siach Yitzchak. But like we said, Rabbeinu Yonason and the Meiri, they say that no, that the Ravid Revi Shebehechel was next to the Hechel, the Ravid Shebehazar was next to, on the other side. The Rambam seemed to have been gairus in the Mishnah al Ravid Shebehazar, not al Ravid Revi. By Hechel he was gairus al Ravid Revi Shebehechel, and by the Azar he says al Ravid Shebehazar. And it's mistab a little bit that way, because there'd be no reason to have a specific place to put down the Machta. You're just putting down the Machta where the Kohen Gadol was, and then he was doing the Chafina, and then he was going to take the Machta and bring it in together with the Keteris. The Chaya shouldn't be really a big pay the way to put it down. By the Mamaris, I guess they didn't want him too far away, because they wanted the Kohen Gadol, Mishum Chol Shel the Kohen Gadol, to be able to get the dam right away. And could be they didn't want him too close, so he shouldn't come to be over on the Isra of going into the Hechel B'shas, the Kohen Gadol's Aveda. So they made him on the Ravid Revi Shebehechel. Mashenk in the Machta, the Rambam's Lashon is, they put it on Ravid Shebehazara, you put it down on the stones in the Azara. Any way you put it down is good, because there was no reason to have a specific place. It was just put down in order they should be able to do now the Chafin of the Keteris and bring in the Keteris. The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara starts Tana Rabbanim Chodam Li Liya Ba'Oil Mayid. The Gemara discusses this din that the pasuk says Chodam Liya Ba'Oil Mayid. It says you think it's even Ba'Azara Tam Loim Ba'Oil Mayid. Ainly Al Ba'Oil Mayid Shib Midbar Shile Beislam Menayin Tam Loim Ba'Kaidish. That the din doesn't only apply in the Olmayid, applies in Mishkan Shilay and also the Beis Hamikdash. Ainly L'Bishas Haktara B'Shas Matan Dam Menayin Tam Loim Mevoyel L'Chaper. That you learn from Bavoya Lechapeta, even by the Zrikas Adam, no one's allowed to be in the Oil Mayid. Ain the Elab Kisasib Sasimayin, Tamalay Matseisei. That's the Lashon of the Braisa. There's an Isser for anyone to be in the Oil Mayid when he comes, when the Kayin Gadol does the Kapara, side the Kapara of the Ketairis, side the Kapara of the Dam. There's an Isser for anyone to be in the Oil Mayid, Atseisei. So the Gvur Sari asks Akasha, that what do we need this Isser for? There's an Isser deraisa that's learned that from the beginning of Parsha, Al Yaveh B'Chaleis HaLakadosh, that the Gemara in the third parak of Menachos, Daf Chav Zayin and Mebeis, says that there's an Isser deraisa for anyone to go into the Heichal, if not that they're doing Aveda. If not that they're doing Aveda, not for the Tzarech of Aveda, the Stam an Isser for anyone to go into the Heichal. So it's Stam Asser. How am I going to say? Because the issue to go into the Heichal is only when you're not doing any Aveda. So maybe it's telling you here in Isser that a Kayin can't go into the Heichal here, even if he's doing Aveda. In fact, the Gvur Sari, Lamaisa Sinishtazai, Lamaisa, all the Aveda that was done in the morning was done before Aveda Shem Kippurim. The Aveda of the Ketairis and the Neiris that were done was all done before the Aveda Shem Kippurim, like it's Mefurish in the Mishnayis. That's the Halacha. And the Aveda of the Ketairis and Neiris that's done by Nerbaim is done after Aveda Yisrael Mikipurim. The Shas Aveda Yisrael Mikipurim, there is no Aveda to do. So it's Bechlal, and us, if any kind to go in, there's no Tzarech Aveda. And the Mela, there's no Tzarech Aveda, so it should be us, if in the love of Ayavi Bechalei Salah Kaidish. It's a little bit more shver, because all the Aveda on Yom Kippur had to be done by the Kayin Gadol. But like we spoke out in a previous year, that's Lav Dafka Deraisa. Could be Deraisa, only the Avedis Yom Kippurim has to be done by the Kayin Gadol. The other Avedis can be done by the Kayin Hedit. So, but the problem is that there are no other Avedis because there were, the time that he did the Avedis Yom Kippurim, all the morning Avedis were done already, and all the Bein Arbaim Avedis aren't supposed to be done yet. So he brings a Teis of Menachos that says that to be Mishtachaveh, that's called an Aveda. Hishtachavah, Tzarech Aveda. If a Kayim wanted to go into the Heichal and Stam be Mishtachaveh there, so then he'd be allowed to do it. So Meli, you'd need the Pasuk Takal, Yaveh B'Chaleis HaVavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav the Hechel to be Mishtachave. But he says Taisis is very schwer. He argues on Taisis. Because the Gemara, they ask the Kasha, why do you need the Ribui Akra? Why do you need the Pasuk to say, you can't call Lefnayel Lefnim? He based up Arechis, the Gemara learns that from there, that you can't call Lefnayel Lefnim. Hashti, you're not allowed to even go to the Hechel. Koshkin, you can't call Lefnayel Lefnim. So the Gemara answers, that Lefnayel Lefnim is Mimisa, and the Hechel is Ba'azara. So in fact, the Gvura Sari, Avadal Lefnayel Lefnim, you can't go in Leshtachavais. That's clear. This Hatta that Taisa says, if you're going Leshtachavais, it's Mutter, it can't be, it says in Lefnayel Lefnim. It says Mefurish. That's only mutter. The Mishnah counts in the first. Only mutter to go lefnayel lefnim. A kain gadol b'yom kippurim. Stam to go lefnayel lefnim l'shtachaveis zichaser. And if the Umar asks the kasha, what do you need the issa of lefnayel lefnim? You can learn out from the issa of going into the hechel, because if going to the hechel was mutter l'shtachaveis, so lefnayel lefnim is kol amu. It's also even l'shtachaveis. So it must be l'shtachaveis is avada aser. The only hetter to go into the hechel is a tzarech aveda. And the only time that happens to be an Aveda Lefnayel Lefnim is the Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim. There is no other Aveda of Lefnayel Lefnim except for the Kohen Gadol. Only one who has an Aveda B'chlal to do is the Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim. So Memel, the gather of Hechel and Lefnayel Lefnim is the same. If you have an Aveda to do, you're allowed to go in. If you don't have Aveda, you're not allowed to go in. But that's the Gvur Sariz right, L'shtachavais is also us. So it's Tzirik Shrei Dekasha, why do you need a pasuk of Bechol Adam L'Yiyah Ba'el Ma'id? Anyway, you're not allowed to go to El Ma'id, because of Ayav V'Chalei Salakadish, you're not allowed to go to El Ma'id unless you have an Aveda to do. The Mimi already asked this kasha before the Gur Siri, and he says two terutzim. One terutz is that the Israel of Yavi B'chaleisa L'Kadesh is only Derech Bia. It's only if you go in through the door. But if you come in through the roof, you come in through a pishpesh, you come in through a window, or however else you come in, not through the door, there's no Israel of Yavi B'chaleis. That's not a Bia. It has to be Derech Bia. That's even if you, that's not an Issa Bia. That's not being in the Oil Mayid. That's Kael Nisi, even if you don't come Derech Bia. That's a little dachuk to say the Pasuk is coming to you married if you don't come in Derech Bia. But I was thinking, could be the Pshat is, when you come in ready to do an Aveda, maybe now you're allowed to stay in. You don't have to leave right away. Maybe you're allowed to stay in the Heichel if you originally came in to do an Aveda. Could be staying in the Echel, the Issa is Al Yavai, you're not allowed to come in. But if you already came in to do an Avodah, doesn't say you have to leave right away. So maybe Hachamei Skinan, if a Kayin came in to do an Avodah, so he wasn't over the Issa of Al Yavai B'chaleis, and now the Kayin Gadol is going with Nail of Nim, so now he's allowed to stay there, if not for the Issa of Kalada Mayyah Ba'il Mayyid. That's my own teretz. The Mimi Bema says another teretz. The Mimi says that maybe it's coming to Yemaza even Litzarech Aveda. Zog the Mimi could go in Lachachmes HaSamachta. That if it wouldn't be for the Issa of Kol Adam Layiya Ba'el Mayin, so there is an Aveda he could do. The Aveda Vachnas HaSamachta. Lachar, it's a very good teretz, because you see every day the Kayin had came in and brought teretz, and another Kayin came and brought in a machta. And that kain wasn't over the Issa Vayavi B'chaleisa L'Kaidish, because bringing a machta is an Aveda. Bringing a machta is an Aveda, so Mela, there's no problem with Vayavi B'chaleisa L'Kaidish. So when the kain Gadol goes to do the Keteris Lefnai Lefnim, Me'echet Heisat someone's not going to go with him to bring in a machta. Also, Vayavi B'chaleisa L'Kaidish, you don't see that someone can't go along with him to bring a machta. The only reason why he can't bring the machta is because and that stems what we said before from the Ramban, that the Ramban says that the Keteris that was done in Yom Kippur, the regular Keteris in the morning and the night, was taka another kain brought in a machta. But he says the reason why he couldn't bring in a machta on the Keteris of Lefnai Lefnim is because he's not allowed to go Lefnai Lefnim. I had a ara then that lechayer that's already avodis Yom Kippurim. Shteitach in the pasuk v'lokach mo yamachta v'hevi. So it sounds like the pasuk is telling you dafka the kain gadol should do the lekicha samachta nevar samachta. But agaponim the Ramban zicha didn't hold that way. The Ramban held be'etzim because could be held that that's not called an avoda like you have a grol avoda, shkita avoda like we explained, and without the issa of knisa b'fnim he would bring in the machta. So if it wouldn't be for this pasuk of Chodam Aliyah Ba'al Mayin, so there wouldn't be an Issa Knisa B'fnim, like we said, Knisa B'fnim with Tzarech Aveidah is Mutter, and that sign the Hechal Sayin Lefnai Lefnim. Granted, you don't have an Aveidah Lefnai Lefnim, except a Kayin Gadol Be'en Mikiburim. But if it wouldn't be for the pasuk Chodam Aliyah Ba'al Mayin, you'd have, he could bring along another Kayin to bring along the Machta. That's the Mi'iri's Teretz. I was thinking Bamis and the Gemara's Mashmi even more than that. Then the Gemara says that the Kayin that was Mamaris Damai was, the Mishnah said it was Raver Devi Shebehechel. And the Gemara says, Behechel Sal Kedaitach, see if Kal Adam Layyah Ba'el Mayyid. Am Ravyu the Tanish Shel Hechel. So the Gemara only asks Kal Adam Layyah Ba'el Mayyid. The Gemara doesn't ask from that it's a Bia Rekonis, it's the Isra of Ayav B'chaleisa L'Kaidish. So I would think that anything that's done with Tzarech Aveda, anything that's necessary for the Aveda, like the Mir Saddam, could be doesn't pass Chavachais L'Kaidish, even though it's not Mamish in Aveda, but it's a Tzarech Aveda. It's necessary for Aveda. It's Mishum Chul Shid HaKayin Gadol. The Yisrdi is like an Issa of Biyar Ekanis. You can't go in the Heichel for no reason. If you're going to Heichel and doing an important job, a Hechshir to the Aveda, even though you're not doing an Aveda, it's Mashmah in the Gemara that it's Mutter. But Tzarech Aydiyim B'zeh, and I would say the answer would be B'Pshitas, that you need the pasuk Adam Liyah Ba'al Mayid, that the Mamaris of Saddam, or any other Makhshiri Aveda, but particularly the Mamaris of Saddam, has to be not in the Heichel, he has to be out of the Heichel. Mahi and Yana, there's a Chiddush from Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau, and also they say over the same Chiddush from Meir Shapiro, but having Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau in the Sefer HaMitzvahs for Absadi Gayin in Mitzvah Kuf Pe Gimel, that he says that V'chal Adam Liyah Ba'al Mayid, is not a lav b'chlal. He's bothered by a kasha. At the end of the shtickle, he finally asks this kasha, why do the meine mitzvahs don't count for chodom liya b'al meid as a lav? As a lav from the minion of Tayag. No one counts as a lav. The Rambam, the Chinuch, the Ramban, no one counts as that there's a lav deraisa, is an issa deraisa to go into the Amay when the Kohen Gadol is being mechapet b'kodesh. Why not? It's a lav deraisa, like any lav. Zog de Bruchem Fischl, that the pshat is, because it's not a lav, it's not an issa deraisa, an ashara, that you're not allowed to go into the Amay. It's a din in the Aveda. It's a din in the Seder Aveda, that the Seder Aveda has to be without an Adam there. Like the Gemara says, the Ketairis has to be b'chashoy. Has to be complete secrecy. So then in the Seder Aveda, the Seder Aveda has to be b'chashoy, with complete secrecy. We'll speak out soon, Be'ez Hashem, that he wants to say a Chiddush, that by the Ketairis it passels if another person's there. He wants to declare, but in the Sinas Adam it doesn't passel. It's only a din l'chadchila. But Al-Kopanim, the din of Cha'adam al-Yiyah ba'al ma'id l'daitai is not a din, it's not an isser, it's not a law. It's a din in the Maisa Veda. It means a ra'i from a Yishalmi, a very interesting Yishalmi, that the Yishalmi says that Shimon HaTzadik, he says every time he comes into the Ayil Ma'id, he sees a Malach dressed in white, and who escorts him there and back, and the last year he saw the Malach was dressed in black and didn't escort him back, and he knew he was going to die that year. So the Yishalmi asks, Akasha, Ayit says, Cha Adam Lo'iyah Ba'al Ma'id, and Adam means, even those that Pnei'im Kepnei Adam, even Malachim. So the fact that Baruch Fischl, how could there be an Isser for Malachim to be there? The Malachim can't be over on an Isser. What's the pshat? The Torah is telling a lav there, I said, and the Malach's not going to be there. So Zak there, no, it's not an Isser. It's a din in the Seder Aveda, the Aveda Asir B'chashay. So male, that would passel the Aveda, even if a Malach is there. He brings even more interesting. There's a Medrash in Vayikra Rabba, Seif Perich of Aleph, that brings also the Maisa Shimon HaTzadik. And the Medrash there asks Akasha, that Bavo asks Akasha, V'kayin Gadolav Adamu? And the Medrash says, Ki hod Amar Abinchas B'shar Shai Ruach HaKayda Sharolav Vayipanav Bayreis Kalapidim. That's what he says from the Medrash. So, the Mefarshim and the Medrash are very bothered. What's the Medrash's kasha? How could the Kohen Gadol come in? He's not an Adam. He's the one doing the Aveda. When the Torah says, V'cha Adam l'yeh b'al mayin, Al-Karka didn't mean the Kohen Gadol. It meant anyone else. The Kohen Gadol is the one doing the Aveda. What's b'chlal the pshat? What's the havmina to ask a kasha that Kohen Gadol have Adam who? So he says, if you're going to say V'cha Adam l'yeh b'al mayin is an Isser, so it's avadim neu bei much in the pasuk. The Isser doesn't pass by the Kohen Gadol. It's a pella what the Medrash is asking. But if you learn like him, that it's a din in the Seder Avodah, Avodah Asiyu B'chashoy, so what the Medrash means to ask is anyway not B'chashoy? No one's allowed to be in the Ohel Moed, the Kohen Gadol's Eicha Mensch. It's anyway not B'chashoy. So what's shot in the pasuk that the Avodah has to be without anyone there? The Kohen Gadol is there. So anyway, it's not without anyone there. And Zakh the Medrash HaTeret said it was his plane was Boris Kalapidim. He was mamush like a malach. He wants to say the Medrash argues on the Yishalmi that malachim is not a chsar in a chashoy. But the Kohen Gadol is not disturbing the privacy of the Aveda because praying Boris Kalapidim, as you can't get mensch. He didn't have a din of a mensch. But if the pshat is a sinister, there's no makkah for the kasha b'chlal. Yeah, we say over the same you say from the Rameh Shapir on the Sefer Rameh. Al Kopanim. If we're going to name on this Yisai, it's that the Meiri in the Gvura Saris Kasha is not Shver. Because Al Yavah B'chaleis is an Isser. There's an Isser Lav, you're not allowed to go. But it's not a Din in the Aveda, it's not a Psul in the Aveda. If someone's there, you can still do the Aveda. He's Aved the Isser. Mashaykin, if you learn it's a Din in the Seder Aveda, if anyone's there, you can't do the Aveda, you have to kick them out. Or even, let's say, a Chayr Shaita V'Katan would come. Al Tzayav V'chaleis al HaKadosh, they're not Mitzvah and Mitzvahs. Katan Eichel Nevelis, they're Bezim Mitzvah and Afrisha. If he comes, we don't have to kick him out. But if it's a din in the Seder Aveda, you have to kick him out. He's not allowed to be there. You have to make sure that he's not there. Aruch official is Meir, that Rashi here is Mavur not the way. Rashi here says, it's a Memdal and Rebbe, Zemas Kedushas Echel V'ulam Chadihi. Rashi says, Aloshin, Dilma Ayel Ulam V'ka'ovr Aloyiyah Ba'il Mayid. That you see Kladi, over and alive, Aloyiyah Ba'il Mayid. So Rashi is Mavur not the way. I think the Mimi also is Mavur not the way. Otherwise, the Mimi wouldn't have a kasha, like we're saying. But he wants to say in the Meini HaMitzvahs that they don't count for Adam Liyah Ba'al Mayid, that's Mukhrich, like his Pirish, that it's not alive, it's just a Din in the Seder Avodah. The Brice of Firzais, of Chibah Ba'adri Ba'ad Beisah Ba'akal Kal Yisrael, Kaparasa Kedemus the Kaparas Beisah, Kaparas Beisah Kedemus the Kaparas Echavakanim, or Kaparas Echavakanim Kedemus the Kaparas Kol Kal Yisrael. His kapara is before the kapara of his house, meaning his wife. The kapara of his house is before the kapara of the Echav HaKayinim. And the kapara of the Echav HaKayinim is before the kapara, as kedima, the kapara of Kol Kal Yisroel. The Shainim are bothered. What exactly does it mean? What does it mean that it's kaidim? It's one carbon that does all of them. What's the pshat? And two pshatim in the Rishainim. One pshat in the Rishainim is it means in the vidui. But l'chayra, in the pshat in the vidui, they're really two pshatim. One pshat is, you say like the girsa of the Gayin. The Gayin takes out kaparosa kedemus kaparas beisai. He just has kaparosa kedemus kaparas echav akanim, and kaparas echav akanim kaidim kaparas kal Yisrael. In other words, he had three vidus. The first vidu was just aniyu beisi. That's kaparosai, and ishtai is kagufay dami. The second vidu was aniyu beis me'anam kadeshecha, that's kaparas echav akanim. And the third vidu is the vidu on the sila azazel, chatu avu pashu amcha beis Yisrael. That's the kaidim l'kaparis kol Yisrael. Now that's if you gairis like the girsis agra. But if you gairis a kaparasa kaidim l'kaparis beisai, and kaparis beisai kaidim l'kaparis echav kahanim, there was no vidu bezunda on his own kapara that was kaidim to the vidu on the kaparis beisai. So the Rishayim say, the Ridva says, that what it means like this, that he has to say in the vidu, ani, that's kaparasai, ubeisi, that's kaparis beisai, that's kaparas echav akanim. In other words, when he says in this one vidui, all three things, he says first kaparasai, then kaparas beisai, then he says kaparas echav akanim. But the shaila is, so then what does it mean, kaparas echav akanim, kaidil makaparas kol Yisrael? That's not in this vidui altogether. So Dva says it means, it's trying to miram, it's enachanami. There's another vidui, which there he just does the kapar of kol Yisrael. That's the pshat in the Braisa. The other pshat is that you learn that from the Pasuk of Seyde Kedima. Let's say he has to bring a carbon for himself and for his wife. So you learn that from the Pasuk that he does his own carbon first and then he does the carbon for his wife. Well, let's say he has to do a carbon for his wife or a carbon for Echav HaKahanim. You learn that from this Braisa that the carbon for his wife goes first. Well, let's say he has to do a carbon for Echav HaKahanim and a carbon for Klal Yisrael. So you learn that the carbon for Echav HaKahanim goes first. Like it says in Harius, it's a Seyde Kedima for the Karbanis. Pshat the Tezer Shanim brings down from Rabbeinu Shmuel. Now the Gemara shortly afterwards brings a Braisa, a Tana Dver B'Shmol, that says, Amak Teres Mechaperes Aloshin Hara. Yava Dava Shebechashoi, V'yichab Omaisa Chashoi. Comes a Dava Shebechashoi, something secret, something in hiding, and Shemechab an Omaisa Chashoi, something Omaisa that's in hiding. Shnar is called Chashoi, like Rashi says, because Stam Lashnar Chashoi, most Lashnar is said, privately is said, instead, probably because the person saying Lashnara doesn't want people to find out that he spread the rumor, so he does it privately. That's why Lashnara is called Chashai. But the Shaila is, why is Keteris called Chashai? So Rashi says, in Zvachim and in Erechin, because the Kayim was alone there, Lefnayu Lefnim. That's what Rashi says. But the Yishayinim asked, the Teizer Shanim, the Teizer Rosh, they asked, Lechaya, the because now most of that was done Lefnayu Lefnim, nobody was there. So what's the pshat that the Keteris was done with Chashai? The Zrikas Dam Lefnayu Lefnim was also done when no one was there. And maybe we can answer that the Dam, at least some of the Dam was done that wasn't Mamish Lefnayu Lefnim. Some of the Dam was done in the Heichal and in the Mizbech. And maybe they were able to see from the Azara him doing the Dam. It wasn't Mamish B'chashoi. But the Teizer Shanim, Teizer Rosh bring down the Teretz because it doesn't say Beferish. It doesn't say Beferish. The din of, it says beferish the din that he's alone only legabe kateris. You learn out the din by dam from a ribu lechaper, but the etzim din achaladim yil ba'alimayid, the beferish apostle is talking about the kateris. And Rucham Fishel says, what's the pshat in that? What's the difference if it's beferish or from a drasha? My nafkemina, if it's a pasuk mefurish that they can't be there, or you learn out from a drasha they can't be there. Either way, it's b'chashoi has an answer to kasha b'chlal. So Akhtar Baruch Fishel, with his Yisayin, that V'chol Me'il B'Maid is not alive, it's a din in the Seder Avayda, it's a P'sul Avayda, he said, maybe we can answer like this, that the din of Chukah, that's Ma'akiv, is dafka by Keteris where it's beferish in the Pasuk. If it's beferish in the Pasuk that this is the Seder Avoida, then Chuk is Ma'akev. Mashagin, if it's a Ribui, Seinech and Ami, Sedun Lechatchil, no one's allowed to be there, but it's not Ma'akev the Avoida, and it's still be called a Kasher Avoida, even if somebody was there. So that's why Keteris is Bechashoy, because that's Ma'akev and Asu Bechashoy. Mashagin, the Zhuk is Dam, is only Dun Lechatchil, Bechashoy, it's not Ma'akev. Achidish. Al Kopanim, the other pshat the Rishonim say is that the Keteris was done with complete shtika, and the Zrikas Adam was done when counted. He counted achas 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 shtayim. The Balti was talking. He was talking b'shas meisa. So it's not b'chashay. It's not in complete silence. So Mela, that does felt in the chashay. That's the other pshat that Teis Rishonim and Teis Rush bring down. And this is the pshat that the Ridva says it's b'chashay because they weren't talking b'shas meisa.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.